A former chief of staff to Ontario Housing Minister Steve Clark has suddenly parted ways with an influential lobby group for the residential construction industry. The Ontario Home Builders Association, OBA, told its members on Tuesday that Luca Bucci is no longer its CEO, effective that same day. "I am reaching out to advise that Luca Bucci, CEO, is no longer with the Ontario Home Builders Association, effective today, August 1, 2023," OBA President Louisa Gordo wrote in a letter to its members. He did not give a reason for Bucci's departure. A letter sent to Ontario Homes Builders Association President Louisa Gordo on August 1, 2023. Zagordo said the OHBA's board would retain an executive search consultant to replace the CEO. Bucci has spent much of the last decade working in conservative politics and was Clark's chief of staff from January 2021 to April 2022. His move to the OBA in June of that year prompted the leader of the official opposition to allege in an affidavit submitted to the province's integrity commissioner last December that she believes he engaged in illegal lobbying. NDP leader Marit Stiles' complaint alleged that he lobbied his former employer on behalf of the OBA before a required one-year cooling-off period was completed. Stiles' complaint mainly concerned the government's decision to open parts of the Greenbelt to developers. In it, she associated Bucci with a particular parcel of land in King Township that was sold less than 2 months before the government's Greenbelt announcement. Stiles said the land was sold by a company whose principal was president of the Ontario Home Builders Association at the time of the sale, and noted Bucci was CEO at the time. The OBA has not addressed the allegations directly but said, "We respect the office of the Integrity Commissioner and will cooperate with any investigation as required." The Integrity Commissioner launched an investigation into Clark on the basis of Stiles' complaint. Auditor General Bonnie Lissick has also launched an investigation into the opening of Greenbelt land to development. Lissick has said she expects to complete her audit before the end of her term on September 3. Neither the Integrity Commissioner nor the Auditor General comment on their findings while their investigations are ongoing. Bucci celebrated his success as CEO of the OBA in a speech last spring, where he took credit for the OHBA's role in crafting development-friendly policies, including helping the government create and implement the housing legislation it passed in November, Bill 23, the More Homes Built Faster Act. Editor's note. This story was updated on August 2, 2023 at 12:05 p.m. to include a letter that OBA President Louisa Gordo sent to the association's members, which the Trillium obtained.